We finished the last few weeks, the Berachas of Me'en Sheva, and to start now a new limud is not really in place. To start a new limud and then to leave it for 2 weeks or 3 weeks till we learn again. So I was machlit to learn an inyan of inyona deyoyme, to learn a tefillah of Atav HaChatonu, the tefillah of Atav HaChatonu that we say on Yom Tov. I don't even think we'll have the time to go through the whole tefillah of Atav HaChatonu, but we'll try a little bit to go through the Atav HaChatonu b'kesher to the inyonim of Yom Tov, b'kesher to realize at least a little bit what's mekusha to the inyon of the Yom Tov of Sukkot, and b'chlal to understand the beracha of Atav HaChatonu. Ayid zokt Yom Tov Atav HaChatonu mikol ha'amim ahavta isanu v'ratzisa bonu. Three things that he starts off the tefillah with. Atav HaChatonu mikol ha'amim, the Eibishter was boicher us. The second thing is the Eibishter has a hava to us. And the third thing is that the Eibishter is ratzisa bonu. Let's understand what the three lashonis are. The HaChatonu mikol ha'amim, the hafta isanu, and the ratzisa bonu. The God in Pirish HaTfilah in Siddur HaGra, in the Pirish Siach Yitzchak, from the Ri Molotson, talks about this beracha and teaches us many limudim in this beracha. First of all, he tells us that these three berachas are connected, the three regalim. Atav HaChatzonu was in the time of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's when the Rebbeinu Shloilom was boicher us. The Rebbeinu Shloilom took us, latachas loy goy mikerev goy. The Rebbeinu Shloilom took us out one nation out of another nation. That's the Mitzias of Bechira. The Eibishter was boicher us mikol ha'amim. That was the zman of Bechira. Ahav to isanu is by Maimed Har Sinai. We say every day in Birchas Kriya Shema, Avos Olam Ahavtonu. What was Avos Olam Ahavtonu? Torah Mitzvah is Chukim Mishpatim, Isanu Lemadata. That's what the Rebbeinu Shloilom's Ahava. The greatest Ahava the Rebbeinu Shloilom had to Klal Yisrael is that the Rebbeinu Shloilom gave us the Torah HaKadosha. Ratzisa Banu is what we have to understand, how Ratzisa Banu is connected to Chag HaSukkos. And we'll go and try to see what the Goyin teaches us, based on the Goyin, what he teaches us in Siddur Siach Yitzchak, what the Pshat in Ratzisa Banu is. He says, Ratzin you find all the time after Kas. If the Kas, you find the Ratzin. He brings a good marshal. It says by Yankiv to Esef, Kalkein Re'isi Panecha, Kerois Pnei Olekim, Vatir Tzeni, V'nir Tzaloi, Lechaper Olof, Ki Nir Tza Avoino. So Ratzin is, you become Merutza, after you did something wrong. And Tzedah Apirit, Tzedah Akas, Kumt an Inyan of Ratzin. And that means the Ratzin of the Taich of Ratzin. Dr. Eibazai, here is also the same Kavana. After we did Chet HaEgel, there was a Kas of the Rebbeinu Shloilom on Klal Yisrael. And then the Rebbeinu Shloilom on Yom Kippur was Nisratza. And he was Mashra, his Shechina back, his Dos is the Yom Tov from Sukkos. Ratzisa Banu, Ukaboras, Avoin HaEgel, Vashras HaShechina, Valkein Nem Aboi Simcha Yisera Mikol Amayadim. That's what it says in Siddur Agra in the Pirish Siach Yitzchak. Ratzisa Banu, the Eibishter was Merutza in us. He had a chaos with us, the chaos of Chet HaEgel, Yom Kippur he was Mechaper, and the Ritzui of Klal Yisrael came on Sukkos. How do we understand this piece of in Siach Yitzchak? It's Meridik Muvan with a Yiduidik Goyin that everybody knows, but Bedava Be'itai to say it overright. The Goyin says in Pirish, in Shir HaShirim, and other places, that is the Nekuda of Zecha Anani HaKavod in the Sukkah, meaning that the Anani HaKavod left by the Chet HaEgel. Yidin, when they went out of Mitzrayim, had Anani HaKavod, and the Anani HaKavod left when they had Chet HaEgel. When did the Anani HaKavod come back? On the first day of Sukkot, the Anani HaKavod came back. That's when the Anani HaKavod came back. First, by the Chet HaEgel said, the Rebbeinu Shloilom said, Ki lo ya'ale b'kirbecha. That was Midas Adin. That was the Midas Adin. Then it was an Avodah that the Rebbeinu Shloilom was Meratzah. When was the Rebbeinu Shloilom Meratzah? That happened on the first day of Sukkot, when they started to do the Avodas Amishkan again. They started to do the Avodah Samishkon. Vehimi Mochras from Yom Kippur, that's Moshe Rabbeinu came down and was Meriakal Moshe's Kolom, and he told them the parash of the Mishkon. Vehimi Viu Eilov Nadova Baboiker was Yud Gimel and Yud Dalet. Tezvov, they started Avodah Samishkon. By Tchilas Avodah Samishkon, the Rebbeinu Shom was Nisratze in Klal Yisrael, and he brought back Tanani HaKovet, as they state in Heilige Goyin. By Bazei, we understand that the Yontif of Sukkis, Taki is a Yontif of Verotzisa Bonu. The Eibishter had a Rotzain to be back the Ashuras Ashcheno, and that is the Taich of Ato Vechatonu in Chag Hamatzis, in Yitzis Mitzrayim. After Isanu, he gave us the Torah Akdosha, and even after the Torah Akdosha, the Eibishter was Merutze in us. If we see these three Lashonos, if we see these three Lashonos that goes on Chagasukis, the Veritzis Abanu, that the Eibishter was Meratze us, and he wanted us, and he gave us back the Shechina Akdosha, he gave us back the Anani HaKovet, we will go to the second half of Atav HaChatonu, and be Mamshech the Kav on this Oifen. We talk three things that Rebbeinu Shlom did. Veroimamtonu mikol alshoinois, vekidashtonu b'mitzvei secha, vekeravtonu malkeinu laveid secha. Shtei drei zachen. Veroimamtonu mikol alshoinois. When was Veroimamtonu mikol alshoinois? Betzeis Yisrael mimitzrayim beis Yaakov, me'am loyeis. Shtei, as David HaMelech tells us, what happened by Yitzias Mitzrayim? We went out, me'am loyeis. We changed our language. We were nivchar to have Lashon HaKodesh. That's because we were Lashin West Lashonom. And then we were Zeichet Taka to have Reimam Tonu Mekol HaShoynes. That's the Oz Yashir, the Seif of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that we're able to say the Torah HaKodesh. Oz Yashir is a parasha in the Torah. So they were Reimam Tonu Mekol HaShoynes. That's what they had when they came out of Mitzrayim. They were Zeichet to Reimam Tonu Mekol HaShoynes. We could learn more than that. Pesach is Pesach, that they got back the Dibur. We know in Mitzrayim the Dibur was in Golos. When did they get back the Dibur? By Yitzias Mitzrayim. So Reimam Tonu Mikol Al Shoinais goes together with Ato Vichatonu Mikol HaAmen. Now we go back to Ahavta Isanu. So we say very poshut. That's the next thing. V'kedashtonu b'mitzvayisecha. V'kedashtonu b'mitzvayisecha. That's the Kedusha that we got by Matan Torah. Matan Torah is v'kedashtonu b'mitzvayisecha. You can teach v'kedashtonu b'mitzvayisecha in many different ways. I can teach v'kedashtonu b'mitzvayisecha means the Kedusha of the mitzvahs. As we say every day, ashekedshonu b'mitzvayisof. That's what we got by Matan Torah. Ahavta isanu, aves oilom. We say clearly, Beit Yisrael amcha ahavta. Torah u'mitzvos, chukim u'mishpotim, oisanu limadito. That's the ahava of the Rebbeinu Shlom, kidashtonu b'mitzvayisecha. I could learn kidashtonu b'mitzvayisecha. The Eibishter was mekadosh us with the mitzvahs. Ki yidua, and that's when we had kedushin. It says, we say in the bracha, mekadosh ama Yisrael b'chupa v'kedushin. When was the kedushin? When we got the Torah, that was the kedushin. We got the Torah, with that we were neskadosh to the Rebbeinu Shlom. So v'kedashtonu b'mitzvayisecha is matan Torah. V'keirav tonu malkeinu laveidah secha. What's touch v'keirav tonu malkeinu laveidah secha? To explain this, I will be magdim a piece of Sfas Emes on a posik. Ashrei tivchar v'sikorev. What's touch ashrei tivchar u'sikorev? There's two lashonos. Tivchar u'sikorev. There's bchira and there's kirva. The Sfas Emes teaches us a lot of pshatim in the two bechinos. We will use only one piece of Sfas Emes. Tivchar is the madrega of a tzaddik. Tikorev is the madrega of bal tshuva. Dvarim pshutim. Tivchar is the bchira ve'etzem. That's the bchira of tzaddik. Kirov is when you are nisrachik and you are niskarev back. That's ashrei tivchar. That's the madrega of tzaddik. Usikorev is the madrega of bal tshuva. But the Eibishter is mikarev you back. As they state in Sfas Emes, pshat in ashrei tivchar v'sikorev. He says a lot of pshatim, but that's the pshat of nistivchar v'sikorev. Sikorev is the pchina of bal tshuva. If one wants to see, in Chanukah Tofresh Samach Gimel is one of the places that he talks that pchina of tshuva and tzaddik. If so, it says half of a fella. V'keirav tonu malkeinu laveidah secha. The Eibishter was us mekarev back. When was Bechira in the original state? When the Eibishter was Bechiras in the beginning. That's Ato Vechatonu. Then comes Ashrei Tivchar Vesikarev. When is Vesikarev? When Verotisabonu. When the Eibishter was Merutzos as Balichuva, and the Eibishter took us back as Balichuva in Sukkis. That's why Vekeravtonu, Malkenu, Lavaydasecha is the Inyan of Sukkis. Vekeravtonu. Now we'll go a step further. We will touch more than that. The Keravtonu Malkeinu Lavaydasecha. Lavaydasecha is the Avoid of the Mishkan. Everybody understands that the words of Avaydasecha goes on the Avoidas HaMishkan. If everybody understands that Avaydasecha goes on the Avoidas HaMishkan, the Chafla of a fellow, the Goyen teaches that what happened in Sukkis, we were Neskarev back to the Avaydas HaMishkan, that we were Zoyche to build the Mishkan on the first day of Sukkis, we started the Avaydas HaMishkan. So when did we have V'keravtonu Malkeinu L'Avaydas Secha? That we had in the Pechino of Mishkan. We could say another Nikuda. Why do we say V'keravtonu Malkeinu? Why don't we say V'keravtonu Avinu? The Teretz is that there's a chilek between a Tzadik and a Baal Tshuva. The Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash is Avoida. Avoida is Malchus. Malchus is Avoida. Avoida is not the Bechina of Ben. The Bechina of Ben is not Avoida. Avoida is taka the Bechina of Malchus, of Eved. That's why we say V'keravtonu Malkeinu L'Avoida Secha. Because Avoida is Miyuchis taka to the Bechina of Malchus, not to the Bechina of Av. Malchus and Avoida go together. So we're talking here about Avoida of the Beis HaMikdash. V'keravtonu Malkeinu L'Avoida Secha. The Eibishter was Mekarovos La'avoida Secha, and he told us to build the Mishkan, and that's the Avoida that the Rebbe Lishon was Mekarovos. So we understand now that the beginning of Ato V'chatonu and the end of Ato V'chatonu is three stages in Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. There's three stages of Ato V'chatonu and Ahavta and Retzisa, and then the Zelba three stages is the Reimam Tonu, the Vikidash Tonu, and the Vikerav Tonu Malkeinu La'avoida Secha. Azei kem fashtein di drei inyonim. Those are the pashtus ha'oifen to understand these drei inyonim. We can go one more step further to be marchev a little bit on the words of the Heilige Goyen before we go further. We said that the Goyen says that the avoida of Sukkis is back the Binyan HaMishkan. That's the Anani HaKovet that returned. And returned the Inyan of Binyan HaMishkan that they started the Avoida of Binyan HaMishkan. We can add on to it that this Inyan stayed Lederes. We know, at least we believe, Be'emunah Shleima. We don't have the koich to see it with our own eyes, but we believe Be'emunah Shleima that in the Sukkah there is Mordechai Kedusha. The Sasemis tells us Mordechai Flogis. I don't think there's another sefer that talks such a flogis on the kedusha that a person has in the sukkah. How much a person has kedusha in the sukkah? So Samus uses more than once a lashon that in the sukkah there's kedusha beis hamikdash. In the sukkah there's kedusha beis hamikdash. In the belz of svarim, is da ayudu de kevart that there is an inyan of mamshich zayin kedusha hamikdash shaloi b'mkoyma. Who was the of that was able to be mamshach kedushas hamikdash shelo b'mkoyma? Yankev Avinu, the Be'emakom HaMikdash came to him. So that's the koyach of Yankev Avinu to be mamshach kedushas hamikdash shelo b'mkoyma. That's why Sukkis is keneged Yaakov, because Sukkis is the avoda of being mamshach kedushas hamikdash shelo b'mkoyma. That's Yankev Avinu's avoda. In Belz Svarim state, in the Yiratzin that a person makes b'shas peredo me'asukah, he makes the Yiratzin that we should be zoicha to the Beis HaMikdash. We should be zoicha. Why? Because when we have the Beis HaMikdash shaloi b'mkoyma, we want to be mispal that we should be zoicha now back to the Beis HaMikdash in the b'mkoyma. The Semes uses Mirodika L'shoines, Mishkan, Mikdash, Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. There are many dargis in the Kedusha Sukkah. Every person has a different p'china what he can be zoicha in Sukkah. Let's repeat a word. If there's somebody here that didn't hear it, it's a gedrik the word of Afal Pekan. Farmal Chama, Yemen Ayid, Adam Godel, Alb Meirit, Rab Shem, the Zalishit Zerebe, he lived in Kroke, it was an Einikov from Megala Amukais, a Gehagid Gwom, but the Nazis, Yemach Shmom, Hashem Yim Kim Domei, schreibt that we lost most of his Torah, we only have a Miet, the Miet, but whatever he said was Dvarim Neiroam, schreibt that Sukkah Dires Arai, Sukkah is Adiris Arai. Why is Sukkah called Adiris Arai? The first mission in Gittin, it says the Gvulois of Eretz Yisrael. Ashkelon, Rekem, Akoi, Yom. That's what it is in a Sukkah. Arai is Rosh Tevis, Ashkelon, Rekem, Akoi, Yom. Because that's what there is in the Kedusha of a Sukkah. Has Gvulois Eretz Yisrael. The first of the Eser Kedushas. A person can be Nis'ala to the highest Kedusha. A Bazei is half of a fella. If the Goyin tells us that on this first day of Sukkot we started to build a Mishkan, and they did it b'simcha, the Sassamis points out that all Nidvas HaMishkan was done b'simcha, and the Sassamis points out in Parshas Vayakel that mitzvah she'oisim b'simcha adayin oisim b'simcha. The Gemara says Amila, mitzvah she'kibla alayim b'simcha adayin oisim b'simcha. That's why we have the Yontiv of Zman Simchaseinu, and we are able to build a Mishkan on this day. We talk to build a Mishkan on this day. You can ask a question, where do we have the koyach to build a sukkah, a Mishkan? How do we have such a koyach? We get at that koyach, because on that day was Tchilas Binyan HaMishkan. So we talk to build a Mishkan. And the avoida in a sukkah is me'en the avoida's HaMishkan. It's talk to past of them, the v'keir avtonu malkeinu la'avoida se'echa. It's past of them talk to say such a darga of we have to realize how meiridik that nekuda is of atavachatonu, to realize that ritzisa banu, that the Rebbeinu Shem gave us back the Mishkan, and we have a shaychus to that Mishkan through our sukkah. We have a shaychus to have to that Mishkan, and we have a shaychus to that ribuy asimcha. And every year, if the Yom Kippur, we have the same ritzui. Says ritzisa banu, the Eibshter is meratzos. The Eibishter is Moichalos, and we zeicha every year to go into Rebbeinu Shalom's bayis. We zeicha to go into Rebbeinu Shalom's sukkah. That's the Veratzisa banu. That's the Veker Avtonu Malkeinu La'Avoido Secha. So we have a little bit a blick on the whole binyan of Ata Vechatonu. Let us go further and understand the siyum of Ata Vechatonu. Shimcha Agodoil V'Akodesh Aleinu Karosa. What does it mean, Shimcha Agodol V'Akodesh Aleinu Karosa? Let's look in Beis HaLevi, in Parashas Vayigash, and from there we will understand what means Shimcha Agodol V'Akodesh. The Beis HaLevi on the Pasuk, Anoichi Ered Imcha Mitzrayma, V'Anoichi Elcha Gam Olei. Zok Beis HaLevi, Bo'Olei Avtocha Agdoilo Shebechol Avtochis. The Rebbeinu Shem told Yankev Avinu, the greatest Avtocha of all Avtochis. She nikra shmoy yizbarech al Yisrael. The Rebbeinu Shem was maftiachim that will be shmoy yizbarech will be nikra on klal Yisrael. Va'akavana b'ze. De le'oilam le'yifarsim shem kveide be'oilam ayidei amaisa chutz midech ha'teva rak be'emtzoes tzorech yishuosan shal Yisrael. Anu yiridike beis ha'levi. The Eibishter was maftiach Yankev Avinu that they will never come out the Gilui Kveit Shamayim through anybody else except through Klal Yisrael. There is a Gilui Kveit Shem Shamayim in the world. Baruch Shem Kveit Malchut Eloilam Voed. Dr. Beis HaLevi, the Eibishter gave an Avtocha to Yankev Avinu. Who is the one that's going to be able to bring this Galus of Kveit Malchut Shamayim in the world? Nor Klal Yisrael. V'chol ma'isa. We'll read further the lashon of the Beit HaLevi. V'chol ma'isa v'chol zman she'yu Yisrael b'shiflus chavil lila yeh gam kvoidei behesti behelem. Another avtocha. Anoichi eredimcha. With you will go down kvoid shemayim kaviyochol. Because if klal Yisrael b'shiflus zog de'ebishte v'chol tzarasam leitzar kvoid shemayim will be b'tzifrus. That's the shitvus of the Rebbeinu Shalom of Shmoy on Klal Yisrael. And that's the nekuda that the Rebbeinu Shalom Kaviyochol was mekasher himself with us, with a meridiki kesha. Thus state in Beis HaLevi, Parshas Vayigash. That's the avtocha of Anoichi Elcha Gam Olei and Anoichi Ered Imcha. The kesha of Klal Yisrael. That means all the Torah that we know from the Maral, that Klal Yisrael are the Yerudim Mikol HaUmos, Ashreichem Yisrael. That's all lies in that avtocha. That Kvet Shemayim is totally in Klal Yisrael. That when he says, after Ata Bachatanu, the greatest avtocha since the Beis HaLevi is Sheyir Nikre Shemayim Yisbarach Yisrael. Kaviyachol the Eibishter was Mishatef. That Niskadalti v'niskadashti. The Eibishter sagt zu, that there is an avtocha that v'niskadalti v'niskadashti v'einei ha'amim. The Eibishter is meftiach that v'niskadalti v'niskadashti v'einei ha'amim rabim. The Eibishter sagt that there will be a niskadalis of kedusha. We say daily, yizgadel v'yizgadesh shmei rabba. There is an Indian of Zonisgadlvan, Zonisgadish and Shmei Rabba. In who is it taller than Isgadl Viskadish Shmei Rabba? Vishimcha, Godel Vakadish. That Godel Vakadish, Olei Nukarasa. You pay the Shutvis in us. It's taller in our Aveda. It's taller in us that we have a Breda to be Megadl Kveit Shemayim, or Chasu Sholim to bring down Kveit Shemayim. Thus it touch Vishimcha, Hagodel Vakadish. Aleinu Karosa. That's the Nakuda that we can touch based on this Beis Halevi, what a person says when he says V'shimcha Agodeh V'Akodesh Aleinu Karosa. We also have to understand that the V'shimcha Agodeh V'Akodesh Aleinu Karosa goes on a klolistik Nakuda, and maybe it goes on Torah Shabbal Peh. Maybe it goes on Torah Shabbal Peh, and then we could learn what this goes on Simchas Torah. Meaning the following. The Sasemis talks about Akasha, why we don't make Simchas Torah on Shavuos. Why we make Simchas Torah after Sukkot. What is this Yom Tov of Simchas Torah? What is the Nekudah of Simchas Torah? And the Nekudah that's brought out in one of the pieces of Sasemis is that it's Dot Torah Shebiksav and it's Dot Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebiksav is the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Simchas Torah is the Yom Tov of Torah Shebal Peh. What is Torah Shabbal Peh? Torah Shabbal Peh, as Mevuyeh Barichis and Ergad Al-Yo in the Maimer Al-Chanukah, Maimer Torah Shabbal Peh, that Torah Shabbal Peh is Kosov in Nishmas Yisrael, in the Shemus of Klal Yisrael, in the every oath of Torah Shabbal Peh is Kosov in Nishmas Yisrael. That's what Torah Shabbal Peh is written. We are the Klaf of Torah Shabbal Peh. The Klaf of Torah Shabbiksav is the Torah Akdosha. In who is written Torah Shabbal Peh? In Nishmas Yisrael. Kosveim aluach libecha. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. Torah Shabbal Peh is us. Dose v'shimcha agodol v'akodesh aleinu karosa. That's Torah Shabbal Peh. And that's the Yom Tov of Shemini Atzeres, the Yom Tov of Simchas Torah. The first three Yom Tovim, the Gimel Regalim, that's Atav Achatonu, that's V'rinayim Amtonu, as we learned, the two Nikudas, three and three. Then comes v'shimcha agodol v'akodesh aleinu karosa, which v'shimcha agodol v'akodesh aleinu karosa is that is over the kolat Torah kula shmeis of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shabbal Peh is the Shimcha Agodah VaKodesh Aleinu Karasa. Is in us. It's written in us. We have the koyach of Torah Shabbal Peh, and that's the yontiv of Shemini Atzeres and Simchas Torah that comes after Sukkot. That's how you can learn the Shimcha Agodah VaKodesh Aleinu Karasa in the Hemshech Hadvarim of the Atav HaChatanu. Could also see one more Nakuda. We spoke about Hagodol VaKodesh, meaning Yizgadol Yizkadesh Shmei Rabba. It could be that Sukkis is the Dalit Minim, Ki Yedua, Akeneged, the Dalit Oisis of Shem Havaya. It says in Beis Yosef, B'Shem Arikanti, that the Dalit Minim, Akeneged, the Dalit Oisis of Shem Havaya, Adashtetach in Beis Yosef. And that's when Mekarev, the Esrik, to the Dalit Minim, that's the Ichud of the Yudke Vovke. Could be that that's V'shimcha Godel V'Kodesh Aleinu Karasa. That goes on the Dalit Minim that he did the Zeche. After V'Kayavtonu Malkeinu Lavei Desecha, the Eibishter was Mekarev us Lavei Desecha. The Eibishter took us, that we're able to come and do his Aveda. The Eibishter did Anoir the Kizach. He gave us the mitzvah of Dalit Minim of V'shimcha Godel V'Kodesh Aleinu Karasa. The Sasemis, in a lot of pieces on Sukkis, says that the Dalit Minim is doima to the inyan of Tfilin. Tfilin is an inyan of his kashrus to the Shem Hashem, and the Eibishter gave us the Dalit Minim of Machuvin Kineged, the Dalit Parshas of Tfilin, and we have in the Dalit Minim the Zelba Nekuda that we have in Levishas HaTfilin. In Levishas HaTfilin, it says in the Torah HaGedosha, V'ro kalem eoretz kishem Hashem nikra alecha. Levishas Tfilin is the koyach of Shem Hashem nikra alecha. Shimcha Hagodol VaKodesh Aleinu Karasa is Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha. Yom Tov of Sukkis, when a Yid takes the Dalit Minim, We say in the Yerotzen of Tvilin of the Dalad Minim that from taking the Dalad Minim we throw a pachad on the Umis Ha'olam. It's called Mone de Kerova the Dalad Minim. Just like Tvilin, it says V'ro Kalam Eretz Kishem Hashem Nikra Alecha V'yaru Mimecha. Azay in the Dalad Minim is Da Hashem Hashem Nikra Alecha and it's a Goyrim V'yaru Mimecha. It's Goyrim a pachad. Why do we need that? Should be Goyrim a pachad. Because after the Yom Kippur, the Mekatrigim want to be Mekatrig, as I document the Zera Kodesh before Rosh Hashanah. We say in the Zera Kodesh before Rosh Hashanah that after Yom Kippur, the Mekatrigim want to be Mekatrig on Klal Yisrael. So the Eibshter takes us into the Sukkah and gives us a Bereira to hide from the Mekatrigim. Chavikim at Rega ad Yavazam, Skoid Lo Secha Badecha. Go into a room, close the doors, and hide from the Mekatrigim. But we have to have a Keli Kenegad the Mekatrigim. We need that should be Vyaru Mimecha. The Mekatrigim should be afraid of us. The Gald Minim is Goyrim, that Vishimcha Agodu Vakodesh Aleinu Kairosa. And then the Mekatrigim have no Koyach to come near us. Because it's V'yaru Mimecha. That's the Koyach of Sukkis. V'kayavtonu malteinu labeidusecha. V'shimcha agodeh v'akodesh aleinu k'erosho. Through the Dalet Minim, it's V'shimcha agodeh v'akodesh aleinu k'erosho.